From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. I am joined by a good friend. Fritz Heineman is here, president of the Andy Russell Charitable Foundation, and he is he's trying to find $47,000, right?
That's all. Just $47,000.
And you actually don't have to have it in your bank account, as I do not right now. I've already made it clear to him. He keeps looking at me. you can pledge it and come up with it later, right?
Yes, you can.
All right, so that would work. And State House Member Fred Keller is here, 85th District, instrumental in helping get one of the funding boosts going for the all-inclusive playground. So welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you, and I'm pleasure to be here. I would like to add, too, that Senator John Gordner has been extremely helpful also in making sure that the funds were available through the RCAP grant, Parks and Recreation grant, that actually helped with the playground.
All right. All-inclusive playground. Where are we in relation to having some fun down there?
Well, we are $47,000 away from our fund goal of $475,000. I'll let Fred talk about the grant that he and John Gordner were successful in obtaining for us. We're going to have a groundbreaking this Thursday. We're close enough that we think we can go ahead and start with the actual construction, and that means that playground at the very latest, will be operational and available June 1st. June 1st, 15 specially designed pieces of playground equipment that will accommodate any disability, any challenge, could be autism, any special need for both children and adults. So first of its kind in the state of Pennsylvania, and it'll be located at the D. Snyder Recreational Complex that's already in existence. So after an exciting year and a half, we're ready to go.
Now, 9 a.m. this Thursday, right, is the event?
9 a.m.
Okay, so that's the groundbreaking. And then will volunteers build the park? I know sometimes volunteers coalesce and build these things, but this sounds a little more complex than that.
The groundbreaking is symbolic. We turn some earth and kind of celebrate the beginning of the end. And then on May 11th, on a Saturday, we'll have volunteers. Actually, it's called a community build day. Some of the equipment will be in place because obviously you need engineers and construction workers who can handle various types of heavy equipment. But that's a day when we hope several hundred volunteers will be out. We'll have more about that, but we've got all kinds of donations from restaurants and building supplies, companies. It's just been a wonderful community initiative.
All right, and so you and too numerous a list to mention. Now, you have other activities coming up, but let's talk about how some of the funding sources came along. How did this grant get started, and how did it go to procure it?
Well, actually, it was a really neat program when Fritz, as he told me, I was probably the fourth person he met with when we started to discuss, or he started to discuss the idea of the playground. And, you know, being that it's in Penn Township, Eastern Snyder County, we thought right away that we should also get the help of Senator John Gordner, who was eager to get on board with this, as we all were. And this is an RCAP grant, which helps communities fund things that are important that will help benefit our community. And of course, Senator Gordner and myself went to work right away and worked with the governor's office to get the money approved. And the neat part about this whole thing is it's at the East Snyder Park, where there's already an existing playground. There's also an existing veterans memorial monument. And I think it's important that we mention those things, because even if you're not an individual with a disability that wants to come and play, you might be an adult that has a child, and maybe as an adult you might have some limitations or some disabilities. So, you know, if we have veterans that are coming home, they can interact with their families and come down. And I think it's just a really good project, a good thing to have as an example for the rest of the Commonwealth on what we stand for here in central Pennsylvania. That is making sure that everybody has the opportunity to play together, to have fun together, to get to know each other. And that builds strong communities, those relationships. And what a great venue that we have here in eastern Snyder County that can be utilized by many people in the area. So I just thought it was a great project. I know the senator did. You know, Fritz, and hats off to Fritz and Andy and Cindy Russell for their vision. But that's what we're here as public servants to do, meet with our constituents, you know, talk about ideas, and help find solutions to get them done. And that's really it's been a team effort with the Commonwealth, with Fritz, with Andy Russell, and with all the many people of our community that have donated so much time and resources. And again, hats off to Penn Township, the Board of Supervisors, for being the lead on the grant. I mean, they actually are the ones that are responsible for getting a lot of things done, so I'm going to give credit there to our Board of Supervisors in Penn Township. Again, a lot of things that have come together on this. I think a huge success. I do regret that due to a previous engagement, I won't be able to be there 9 o'clock on Thursday, but please know that in spirit I will be with the group anxiously awaiting to see the conclusion of the playground.
Groundbreaking is this Thursday at 9 a.m. The Andy Russell Isabella's dinner opportunity is for registrants for the Half K fun activity that is on May 4th. So that dinner will be on May 3rd. So you got to register for that Half K by this Friday in order to be registered for that. Then you get to go to Isabella's with Andy Russell.
Correct.
And his lovely bride. We're having a blizzard on May 3rd. Tell me about that.
There have been a lot of just fun parts of this whole initiative. And on May 3rd, at the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, we're going to have a celebrity blizzard evening event, late afternoon, early evening, where we have well-sought-after local celebrities led by some guy named Mark Lawrence.
I'm a big Blizzard fan. Case is not obvious.
But Andy and Cindy Russell will be there. You're going to be there. And I think I've heard rumors from Sunbury Broadcasting that there may be some other personalities as well. And you'll be somewhere behind the counter making blizzards. Everyone can take their chances and come in and enjoy those famous blizzards.
I'd like to see Mark serve his first blizzard upside down. You know how they have to do that. They
have to turn it upside that is thick enough, right?
He's been practicing, I hear.
As soon as I get one, I test it very briefly, but over a bowl to just in case. Yeah, so that's going to be a fun, and there'll be a slight fundraising component to it, but also to kind of get this talked about.
Yeah,
again.
Just to get it talked about. And the proceeds from that period of time will be donated to the playground. So basically, though, it's just a fun evening, a fun time, and Andy and Cindy enjoy coming here. And it's difficult sometimes to get them to meet as many people as possible, and we have lots of requests for them to go different places. So this is an opportunity for people to come in and say hello and maybe get an autograph, a picture, something like that.
And see Simona.
I think, Simona's the brainchild behind this one, and again, very generous, as you know, in supporting this and being involved.
Simona Lovick and Nils?
Nils,
okay. I've only ever met him one time, but they're owners of the Dairy Queen, probably the most generous business in the world down there, and so we really appreciate them doing this. And then the build day is May 11th. All right, just a few moments left. I wasn't kidding about that $47,000.
$47,000.
Until you get to nearly $500,000. Well, why don't you make a pitch for folks to continue supporting this, and then we'll see you Thursday morning.
Well, if we can get just a few more people making, I've said now it's when we need lots of people making lots of smaller gifts. We've gotten some, major contributions. The grant, of course, being the most significant in terms of pushing us forward. We have a GoFundMe account so people can go to our webpage. It's simply Andy Russell, and the playground will come up. There's GoFundMe, and of course, they can make direct contributions, and as you said, they can make pledges if they want. I've got several that are, the most we want are 3-year pledges, but that's fine. We'll do anything. I've got several meetings today and then the rest of the week. Incidentally, Andy and Cindy will be here Wednesday. They're coming in Wednesday because of the groundbreaking on Thursday. And so we're trying to finalize their schedule where we want them this week. So I'm looking at Fred. You know, he could just write the check himself. And between the two of you, why don't you just split it?
Fritz, I think that I got a couple things going on right now, so I'll have to.
Yeah, Fred's also running for U.S. Congress, so I'm sure he's making a lot of donations and loans to his campaign. Mm-hmm. A resourceful person will find him on the May 21st special election ballot. That'll be in the 12th district, and that's all we'll say about that. We'll give you the last word, Fred.
I just want to say hats off to Fritz and Cindy and Andy Russell for their vision and the investment here in our community in Eastern Snyder County. It's really a testament, and the people that have come out and supported it really shows the strength of our community and how good, hardworking the people are. So I just really appreciate
the
whole project.
Right. House Member Fred Keller, Fritz Heinemann, President, Andy Russell, Charitable Foundation. Groundbreaking is this Thursday at the site. You go out Sassafras Street in Seals Grove to get there?
University Avenue.
I know just enough in Seals Grove to get lost on the five streets where everything.
If you're not from Seals Grove and you're coming from any place, it's easy to go out 522 through the red light at Broad Street where Wise Markets is, go up the hill, and you'll go out past the driver's center, and you'll make the first left after the driver's center.
All right. Fabulous directions from a man who knows his way around. Thank you so much. Thank you both so much
for
coming in
today. Thanks, Mark.